Next applicant is Doris Shakespeare of Bailey's Harbor. We'll take a look at the work samples.
Submitted an audio file and some images.
Picker than a sailor. I'd rather pull a ladder than an oar. It's glory on the sea, but it's not life for me. Give me plain old
cherry. Three, we're good. Door. Would you like to begin the review?
Doris Shakespeare began in 1995. Was part of the American Folklore Theater at that time, and in 1999 it broke away, became its own nonprofit organization. It originally done to create Shakespeare in that location, in that outdoor setting, in Door County. In the 2000s, things began to create summer theater camps and in-school programs to work with to broaden their reach into the community, and then they went through their first transition when the founders resigned in 2011, and it began, and very well worded in their history here, the organization began its transition from a founder-based model to the current business-based model. They had their executive director, and they continued to do more in the community, and clever names, by the way, Will in the Woods, pre-show discussions, family nights, and study groups. In 2017, there was another change in leadership, a late season change in leadership, and that required some changes, as well as trying to keep quality strong. They rebranded their summer theater program. It's now called Camp Will. It's changed from a performance based to a process curriculum. I would have liked to have more description on that.
There is a brochure
going
around, so we'll get there.
Oh, I think there's something online here too.
Okay.
They're looking now, and this is what Ed was talking about too. Looking for a winter reading series and to add some winter activities. I've got more on that in the narrative here.
2 minutes.
They have a wonderful outreach program with the Door County Medical Center's Memory Care Connections. I would have loved to have seen a letter. That's a recurring theme. I would have loved to have seen a letter of support. And they continue to work with the school systems. Some of the other things that rang out to me was in the page of where they talk about the latest leadership transition, and other than that challenge, the greatest challenge is securing funding outside of the individual donor base. They have this lovely theater in a garden, and a lot of people who give smaller donations in their local. And then the next paragraph is what hit me. To overcome the challenge, our first outreach into the Green Bay area. Saturday Shakespeare Club in Green Bay, their first kickoff party. We invite people to join to join their leadership team, people from Green Bay. It says here that they've received much praise from Green Bay residents, saying that they felt like a part of Door Shakespeare rather than just an audience member. It's clear that they're trying to find the presence, to expand their presence locally, regionally, to broaden their base of donors, and with that, one would hope some larger donors and sponsors. I will later look to make sure to see whether or not they're agreeing, whether that's represented on the board yet. That would be a real positive. Those are the general things. The organization does 63% of its income on fundraising, and their Bard Buddy volunteer program is a way to get people to come see the show to usher or greet people. Again, it's standard practice, but it's cleverly named. I like what they're doing here as well. They seem to be doing a lot of surveying and asking people what needs to be done. But my the key takeaway for me was the idea that they are looking to outreach into the Metro Green Bay area and region as a way to grow their organization going forward. I think that was a really positive piece of planning. That's what I've got for now.
Contessa, your comments.
Yeah, and I want to echo that. That was one of the strengths that I saw is they have this challenge of seeking funding outside of their individual donor base. And when I started to read and then talking about expanding to the Green Bay area and how they organized this kickoff party to bring in new patrons, I do feel like they have a very strong outreach educational program throughout the year, including that the summer camp. They have a really clear planning process as well as evaluation tools. I did not, I don't know if it's again my computer, but in the marketing plan, I see 5 pages, but I only see 3 of them with content, and that goes for the educational material too. So I didn't know if it was if it continued, but they do have a really a good marketing plan with numbers, with budgets, and
I thought this was a good template to use as a marketing plan.
My other comments. It does say that they, one of their common barriers is the perception that Shakespeare is difficult to understand, so they incorporate that within their curriculum throughout their rehearsal process to do clarity of text. And they said that, you know, most of their students walk out saying, you know, that was beneficial. I think that was it.
Thank you. Other comments?
I think they did great, given the weather they had this last year or so, and still overcame that with their sales.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did want to mention, too, that the, in 2018 that they did have the 24% audience members increase for their show.
I thought that they demonstrated real sensitivity and openness to their audiences and really working hard to reducing barriers to enjoyment of the productions, as mentioned before, the clarity of text, which I think is really, really important. And they even mentioned that they provided clothing and bug spray to people when, you know, it got really buggy outdoors. And, you know, that's significant. You don't always see that.
Kelly, any comments?
I agree with what everyone said.
There is currently one Green Bay address on the 7-member board. Doesn't say what their roles in their various communities are, but I'll be curious to see if one of the answers to what they're trying to do sort of read is if they were looking to get more Green Bay representation even into their board. Mm-hmm. With 7 members, I wonder if I'll be curious to see whether it's a board, an increase in numbers to add people, or a changing of the makeup of the current board, which with only 7 people might not be the most practical way to do it.
Other comments? Thank you.